On this day, June 14, 1777, the Continental Congress authorizes the Stars and Stripes flag for the new United States. Now, what is the origin of our flag and what does it represent? I'll tell you that story. Let's get started. June 14th, 1777, the Continental Congress authorizes the Stars and Stripes flag for the new United States. But what is the origin of our flag and what does it represent? Well, today is Flag Day, so let's take a look at the evolution of the American flag. And with this audio, you will see an attached photo. Take a look at it. Now, the flag on the right is the British Union Jack. On that flag, you will notice the English Red Cross of St. George with the Scottish White Cross of St. Andrew. They're kind of combined there. And the flag on the left is the one used by General George Washington at Cambridge in January of 1776. Now, the flag in the middle was adopted by the Continental Congress on this day, June 14, 1777. The British Union was exchanged for a union of 13 white stars in a circle on a blue background. Now, stars were added, of course, as states joined the union, and we have 50 today. Now, if you notice again on that picture I provided with this audio, below the flag, the one in the middle, is the arms of the Washington family. And that Latin phrase means the event justifies the deed. So this flag now represented the United States and their struggle for freedom. The flag was first flown on August 3rd, 1777. Now, the story behind how this came about shows us what America is truly about: freedom and ingenuity, courage as well. And here's what happened. The British Colonel St. Leger, leading a British expedition consisting of Loyalists and Indians, laid siege to Fort Schuyler. Now, Fort Schuyler was a log fortification held by two New York regiments. But the American patriot General Herkimer, knowing that the fort wasn't provisioned for a siege, raised a militia and went to the aid of his fellow patriots. He knew they couldn't survive unless he helped. So off went Herkimer and his militia to help fellow patriots. Now, as they got near Oriskany, New York, Herkimer was ambushed, and it was a gruesome battle in the wilderness. It was the militia against a combination of royalists and Indians. And soon, they were so intermingled that it became hand-to-hand combat. They were wrestling with bayonet, hatchet, and hunting knife in hand. Men fell in the forest, as one writer put it, with their left hands clenched in each other's hair, their right hand grasping in a grip of death, the knife plunged in each other's bosom. That is just gruesome. Herkimer himself was mortally wounded, and as he lay dying, he encouraged his men and gave them orders until he breathed his last. Amazing courage. Now, while this fight was raging, men from the American garrison arrived and drove the enemy away. And when they heard that Herkimer had died, the American forces returned to the fort with a few prisoners and five enemy flags. Now, the garrison didn't have a flag when the battle began, but in the spirit of American ingenuity, they had one made. They improvised on the spot. Shirts were cut up for the white stripes. Pieces of scarlet cloth were sewed together for the red, and a blue coat became the background for the stars. And then they proudly raised the American flag. Bancroft said, "It was the first time that a captured banner floated under the Stars and Stripes." So that's the origin of the American flag: courage, ingenuity, and the principles of liberty. The American flag isn't about a child's obsession with colorful paraphernalia. It's about principles. It's a mature thing. The American flag represents the principles of freedom that are the basis of our American republic. George Mason said that a representative republic is based on principles, the principles of freedom. He also said that this kind of government won't last long unless we know and constantly apply the principles of liberty. So we need to get to know these principles and love them. So as we hang our flags, let's never forget the substance behind the flag. And remember this too: as with religion, so with politics. So often the form outlives the substance. Remember what's behind the flag. America is a land of principles. Are we more concerned about the correct way of folding a flag than we are the principles that brought that flag into existence? Let's hope not. Patriotism is devotion to principles. It's a display of courage and ingenuity. A patriot knows the principles of freedom, promotes them, defends them, and lives them. Thomas Jefferson described this quality as the virtue, intelligence, and patriotism of the people. Happy Flag Day.